Both coaches love this game. But before we get to the boys' game and tell you about all that, we have a girls' game going on. Fall City's Sacred Heart coming in here with four straight wins in the pocket of Coach Luke Stetler, his squad. Auburn is coming in here. They had lost four games in a row before they defeated Fairbury on Friday night, 49-40 on the road. Now, Auburn coming into this game a little bit shorthand tonight. I visited with her coach, Grant Fulk, and we were getting all the lineups and the starters and all that good stuff ready and back and forth today. He has got Leah Grant, a 5'7 senior, out, and 5'10 senior Harmony Frank, also out of the lineup, not able to play tonight due to some injuries. So Auburn a little bit shorthanded in this ballgame. They come in with 7 wins and 6 losses on the season. For the Sacred Irish, Coach Luke Santa's squad comes in here 12-3, and as we said, fresh off that Bedeckas Tournament Championship won on Friday night at the Antrim City Auditorium. So that's a look at the matchups. We'll tell you more about that. We'll look at the starting lineups more coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Welcome back here to the Auburn High School. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup for our girls' game tonight. First of all, the visitors for Fall City Sacred Heart for Coach Luke Sando tonight. He will go with 5'10" senior Rachel Magdams, 5'8" junior Olivia Eichhoff, 5'4" senior Lauren Malone, a 5'7" junior Jessica Wurtenberger, and a 6-foot senior Harrison Vonderschmidt. So that's your starting five for the Irish tonight. We will expect to see a 5'6" junior Delaney Witt in the ball game for the Irish. Also, 5'8" senior Emma Littrell in the game. Macy Keller, a 6-foot junior, also expect to be in action tonight for Sacred Heart. For Auburn coach Grant Cole, is starting five tonight will include 5'5" senior Melody Billings, a 5'7" junior Olivia Swanson, a 5'4" sophomore, Sydney Binder, 5'8" sophomore, Zoe Baltensberger, and 5'8" senior, Jaylee Darnell. Melody Billings, Olivia Swanson, Sydney Binder, Zoe Baltensberger, and Jaylee Darnell, your starting five tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs here at Auburn High School. Over on Sister Station KTSC tonight, it will be HTRS, the Titans of Humboldt Table Rock Senior, at Pawnee City. It's Parents Night for Pawnee City tonight. Randy Gatula is over at Pawnee City. He'll bring you all the action from there tonight on KTNC. That game will be getting underway shortly, I would imagine, as well. Other games around the air tonight, Johns County Central, Weeping Water for girls and boys basketball. Mound City at Northeast Nottoway, South Polk at Osborne, Stewartville. DeKalb at East Action, Johnson Brock at Lewiston tonight. Meade at Sterling at North Nottoway at Rockport. The DeKalb girls are at East Atchison tonight. Eight girls high school basketball. There's also wrestling going on around the area tonight. Pete Stress and Albany are at Rockport. Tonight, Johnson County Central at Fairbairn. The teams are headed over to their benches. They're going to do the introduction to the starting lineups. We'll have the national anthem, and then we'll tip it off here tonight at Auburn High School. More basketball coming up later this week on Thursday here on Sunny 101.3. We have basketball coming your way again. Thursday evening, it is going to be Johnson County Central at HTRS, the girls and boys doubleheader. And on KTNC on Thursday night, Fall City of Conestoga. Friday, a rare Friday night with no basketball for us. That's the way the schedule worked out this time. But we do have action on Saturday. Fall City Tigers at Johnson County Central and Tecumseh to take on the Thunderbirds. That's Saturday afternoon at around 4:30 for the girls' game, followed by the boys' game at around 6 o'clock on Saturday. We'll take another two-minute timeout. We'll come back and give the final pregame information and the tip-off coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Ford Lincoln Mirror in Fall City has many great cars and trucks,
take
like the F-150.
Education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And once again, welcome back here to Auburn High School. They're getting ready to do the introduction to the crowd here tonight. It's a beautiful day out, or was. We'll see what tomorrow does. Doesn't sound like tomorrow's supposed to be nearly as nice as we've had the last couple of days. So winter will return, and we won't mind being inside the gym doing high school basketball again for a while, it sounds like. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. 19 for a high tomorrow, 16 on Thursday is the forecast I've seen. Oh, my. It's going to be a lot different than 50-plus today. St. Arthur Road team dressed in the green tonight. Coming up in this ball game for Sacred Heart, if things go well tonight for Erickson Vonderschmidt, she will quite likely become the school's, for the girls, all-time leading rebounder tonight. Erickson now has a total of 720 career rebounds, needing five more to break the record that's held by Julie Preschel. Julie had 725 rebounds in her career. Bears sitting at 7-20 going into tonight's ball game for Sacred Heart. Now that will require some misses for both teams for to do that tonight, but chances are they're not going to make a ball, I would guess. Auburn in the home white. They played two quarters of girls JV. They're playing boys JV over at Calvert Elementary School. And now we are ready to go. Bulldogs stay out in the middle of the floor, ready to roll. Stepping into the center circle, Olivia Swanson, a 5'7 junior. Now, is that right? That's what it says. She looks almost as tall as Harrison Bonner's, but is listed at 6 foot. I'm not sure that's right. Well, anyway, it will be Bonner's to tip the ball backcourt, and it is Lauren Malone with it. The Irish go right to left towards the east bucket here in the first half. The Icon with it, takes it inside to Bonner in the paint, takes the ball to the court to Magden, in back end, dribbles it. Up to Vonnerschmidt, up and good. Harrison Vonnerschmidt with the two-pointer for Sacred Heart. The assist to Magdans. 2-0, the Irish have the lead here early on in this ball game. Now Auburn to the front court with the basketball. Into the hands of Zoe Baltensberger. Inside, they try to get it in there for Baltensberger. Taken away by Sacred Heart. Wurtenberger, nobody looking, kept going all the way inside the free throw line. Off the Eichhoff now. Takes it over the top, and we have Wurtenberger fouled on the shot underneath the bucket. Did not make it. The foul will go on Jaylee Darnell. Jaylee, a 5'8 senior, picks up her first foul of the ball game. Wurtenberger at the line, fires it up, and hits it to make it 3-0 Sacred Heart. Second one for Wurtenberger is up and good again. She hits both free throws, and the Irish are up 4-0 early on in this contest. So we come the other way now. Auburn basketball again with it out top. Take the ball over to Darnell on the right side. She'll give the ball up now. Now coming around the right corner with the basketball and losing the handle on it there was Swanson, picked up by the Irish. Bonnerschmidt all the way in, missed a rebound by Olivia Eichhoff, and she puts it up and in off the miss for Sacred Heart. So now 6-0 Irish, the lead quickly here, still 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Sacred Heart on the defense and a man. Auburn, three ball, left side corner, no good. Shot put up out there by Swanson. Malone, the rebound all the way to the hole, up, no good. Rebound loose, controlled by Sydney Binder. Binder, the sophomore, will throw it ahead up the floor to Melody Billings all the way in. Shot blocked by Vonderchick. Blocked and out now to Wurtenberger in the paint, all the way to the hole. Right hand, right side, rolls off. Vonderchick will tip it out. And it is controlled backcourt now by Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the basketball. Gets the ball, free throw line off the left side. Now inside it goes. Vonnerschmidt spins, right hand up, too strong. And the weak side rebound picked up by Baltensberger. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. 6-0, Sacred Heart early on here to the front. Billings with it out to the right top. Baltensberger. Oh, that was Darnell, 32. Down to the right corner, three ball from the wing on the rim. Up, no good. Rebound to Vonnerschmidt. Shot put up there by Olivia Swanson. To the right side, Wurtenberger, 12-footer up, no good. And the rebound is grabbed again by Olivia Swanson for the Bulldogs. Swanson will get the ball off to Binder, to Billings. Now holding out there, Melody, now off around to the left side. To Binder, backing in, cut off, had the ball knocked loose, recovered it. Waits for help off to the right side of the basketball now. But now looking beyond the three-point line and now to the left side wing. Billings drives in, passes cross court to the right sideline. down a binder, converted man-to-man there. Inside with it, Walton's burger cut off. Out top, Billings for three on the rim. Up, no good. Rebound to Vonnerschmidt, her second. Over to Malone. Fires the pass to the left baseline, and Wurtenberger runs across the lane. One-hander up and good. She's got four. It's 8-0 Sacred Heart. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Up front come the Bulldogs on the offensive end, looking, trying to find an answer here, get the ball in the hole. Binder thought about it, didn't take the three, moves over, and tied up by Wurtenberger, able to pull it loose. Cross court now and back in the middle to Darnell. Kaylee drives down the left side, whips it over to Binder. Inside to Darnell again, spins in the lane. Down the lane she goes, and a hand-checking foul, pushing foul. Going to be called here on Vonnerschmidt, I believe. That will be, no, they called that on Olivia Eichhoff. I'm sorry. I did not see her in that picture. Olivia Eichhoff with the foul, 3:55 to go in the quarter. Auburn inbound from the baseline, bring it in to Binder for three in the elbow right side. Front edge, no good. Into the game for the Irish with the rebound is Delaney Witt. Quickly up the floor to Magdans. Also, Emma Littrell in the game of the Irish. Magdans dribble, spin, shoots, no. Follow up by Vonnerschmidt. Rebound, put back, no good, and she is fouled on the shot. And this time, the Bulldogs will pick up their second team foul. This one called on Zoe Baltenberger. Her first free throw for Vonnerschmidt, up and good. Gives her 3 points. It's 9-0, Sacred Heart. Harry Vonnerschmidt is going to just hold a bucket full of records as she finishes up her senior season for Sacred Heart. She made both free throws. That makes it 10-9. She already is the all-time Sacred Heart girls leader in free throws attempted and free throws made. She's working her way near the lob inside for Baltenberger, stolen away by Emma Littrell. Littrell will hand the ball to Eichhoff. She'll work up the floor on the left now, reverse to the right side. Keeps the dribble, guarded by Binder, hands it off there to Witt, and a blocking foul going to be called as they change up. Foul on Sydney Binder, her first team foul number 3 on the Bulldogs. 3:16 left in the opening period. Eichhoff inbound to Magdans, to Vonnerschmidt, back out to Littrell, into the top between the circles to Witt. Witt runs over the right side, gives it to Eichhoff. Olivia spins to the free throw line, down the lane, lost the handle on it. She was stripped of the basketball, but a foul called on the Bulldog girls again. We sit opposite the scorers table here, sometimes we have to wait. Foul is on Addie Maddox, who checked in, a 5'6 sophomore. Magdans inbound, gets right back in, left hand spinning lane, up no good, got her own miss, no. Rebound brought down by Baltenberger. Rachel Magdans surpassed the 1,000 point mark in her career Friday night. She needed 8 to do it. She went by that flying by in the first quarter. She scored 26 in the game, her best game of the season. Left side, dribble drive underneath the bucket, and now back out to the top, and a three-pointer up off the mark. No good by Jamison Kirkpatrick, who's in the game as well for the Bulldogs. They made some changes there during timeout. In to Vonnerschmidt, in the lane, a little five-footer, up and good. She's got 6 of the timeout, is called. 12-0, Sacred Heart, timeout Auburn. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
12-0, the Irish lead in our girls game here early on. We've got 2:21 to play in the first quarter tonight. Seeing our girls. 6 points for Vonnerschmidt, 4 for Wurtenberger, and 2 for Eichhoff so far. Bulldogs unable to get the lid off the basket here so far in this first period. So we'll see what Coach Grant Cole comes up here with this during this timeout. Sweezy. First time out of the ball game, and we're ready to go now. All right, Bulldog basketball, bring the ball in for Sidney Binder. A sophomore heads up the floor with it, guarded by Malone. Off the left side there for Jasmine Kirkpatrick. Swinging around the perimeter. Now back with it, over right side, Binder again. Darnell with it, down to the left side, a dribble drive, back in the middle. Ballenberg will be fouled by Emma Littrell, and will go to the free throw line. Nice entry pass from the baseline back into the painted area that time. Littrell with the foul, her first, team foul number two on the Irish. And at the line, so Balton's marker. Let's see if Auburn get on the board here. It's up and in and out. No good. That ball climbed out of there somehow. Shea Hart brings Magdans back in. Littrell will sit. Vonderschmidt will sit. Also in is Macy Keller for Shea Hart. Free throw up and around the rim. No. Keller the rebound for the Irish. Get it out of there to Delaney Witt, the junior, to the front court with a dribble guarded by Binder. They match up size-wise pretty well. Out top, Magnet stripped of the basketball. And a layup at the other end. So a two-pointer for Abby Maddox. And it's 12-2 at the 135 mark of the first quarter. Wurtenberger with the basketball off top of the key to Keller. Out to the right side to Witt and Binder trying to get to the basketball, got down on the floor and ran into Witt and gets called for her second foul as they got tangled up over there on that far sideline. So five team fouls now on Auburn. Triggering in Wurtenberger from the baseline into Witt, right back to Wurtenberger on the baseline. Dribbles around the defense, now a switch-up defense, which she reverses out to Witt for three from the right side. Too strong, weak side rebound brought down by Magdans. Throws it inside for Wurtenberger, knocked loose, recovered. And now the ball again, and say it goes off Magdans out of bounds. Auburn basketball, 106 to go. First period, 12-2, Saving Heart girls with the lead. So up the floor of the basketball come the Bulldogs to Kirkpatrick. Bolton goes left side on the wing with the basketball to Billings. Back around the perimeter now. On the right side, Maddox with it. Swing it around to the corner again. Maddox down in that corner. Passes it off and out top. Baltonsberger to Billings on the right wing now. Back to the top. Auburn playing catch around the Irish defense here, but they can't get the ball inside the three-point line. We're down to 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Darnell to Billings, left side, three ball on the rim, no good. Rebound, Wurtenberger. Jessica Wurtenberger going to slow it up. Coach Luciano says run motion and get one good shot here. 20 seconds on the clock, give it to Malone. Senior point guard comes over to the far near left side for me. That's going to be Magdans with it. Ball knocked loose. Rachel got it back. And it's a Wurtenberger. Three on the clock. Elevate shot is blocked. Taken out of there by Kirkpatrick. And that will end the first quarter, I believe. We have a foul. I'm waiting. We have a foul on the Irish. It's going to end the first quarter anyway. The foul on Wurtenberger. Her first team foul number three. After one, 12-2, Sacred Heart, back in 1 minute on TTMC.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Sapp Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Hoppe Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppe Realty and Farm Management.
This is Sunny 101.3.
12-2 St. Hart with one quarter gone by here in Auburn tonight. Bulldogs have the basketball. They take you to the front court in the person of Addie Maddox. Drilling around down to the left side with it. Once again, Melody Billings. Long pass to the right side. Dribbling in, back and in. Cut off and taken away, sealed by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger up the floor, 3-on-2, and from behind it's knocked away by Maddox. Over to Eichhoff, can't get her to go, and the ball finds its way back to her after it is going off several hands. Crossword Magdan into Vonderschmidt, back in the middle, Eichhoff, Olivia, to Vonderschmidt, left hand, turn around, off the glass, up and good. 8 for Vonderschmidt in the ballgame now, 14-2, the Irish have the lead. Melanie Billings in the front court with it. Moving up the floor, over on the right side now to Maddox. Maddox with the ball, hand the ball forward to Kirkpatrick. Now Billings, back out top, pass into the middle, knocked away, stolen by Eichhoff. Eichhoff to the front, free throw circle, stops. Goes again and throws it up off the glass from out front. Olivia Eichhoff with her second field goal. And it's now 16-2, Sacred Heart. Melody Billings to Jaylee Darnell out on top. Jaylee working the ball around. Dribble drive from the left side. Cut off is Ella Mateen. No, it's 25. I'm sorry. That was Maddox. This is my first chance to see the Bulldogs this year. Pass inside is tipped off the hands of the Irish. Bulldog basketball on the baseline. Whoop, she only gets the play of 5, Coach. And Colson in 2 players. Only one was coming out. All right, Melody Billings inbound. The basketball comes in out to the top with it to Maddox. Over on the right side to Binder. Binder will work back between the circles with the dribble. Binder left side to Billings. Sacred Heart zoned up right now, it looks like. Out on the left side, skipping across, and out into the high post. Down low, ball to the Barker, back out to Binder. Left side, Billings. Bounce past the middle, knocked away by Magdan. Wrestles it away, threw it up the floor, and taken back by the Bulldogs. Billings underneath, shot up no by Zoe Baltensberger, but she gets fouled and will head to the line to shoot 2 more. She was 0 for 2 in that first quarter. Foul will be on Harrison Vonderschmidt. Her first team foul number 4. Free throw up, in, and out again. Holy cow. Zoe's not having good luck. All 3 of her free throws have been in the cylinder and climbed her way out of there. One more. I'll bet she buries this one. Ready. It's up and swish. Got the reins there. 16-3. Sagar with the lead at the 5:50 mark of quarter number 2. Olivia Eichhoff in the front with the basketball. Now to Witt, over to Magdan. Rachel scoreless so far in the ballgame. Drives down the right side, off the glass. Well, all I do is talk about it. She fires one up, running down the lane, and it's 18-3. To the right side, Melody Billings with the basketball now, holds on to it. They're just driving up. The girls' game underway, 18-3 in the second quarter. Sacred Heart with the lead, 5:20 to play. Binder with the basketball to Billings. Billings backing up, left side to Binder, out on the sideline in front of the Irish bench. Goes cross-court now to Maddox. And Maddox will swing it back around. Now Ella Mateen is in the ballgame. Thought I had 15 in there earlier, but it was 25. And now inside, taken away, a steal by Vonderschmidt. Her first steal, a block, 3 rebounds so far tonight. The Irish senior to go along with 8 points. Wurtenberger palmed it. or double dribble to take your pick. They called carrying the basketball as the official signal. The Irish turnover, up 18-3. Malone is in there. And a literal back into the ballgame now for the Irish. Eichhoff sits down. Right side, down in the right corner with it. Binder, high post, they lob it in there. And from behind, it's taken away. Literal and Malone team up for the steal. Tipped it in front, grabbed it in the back. They have the Bulldog player double team there. Magdan from three, up, straight out in front, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Joe Baltenbarger. He throws the ball ahead to Binder, now to Billings. Back on the right side with it is Maddox. Out to Billings for three on the rim, no good. Long rebound off of the side, brought down by Littrell. Emma will give the ball up to Eichhoff, who is in the game, I'm sorry. Witt went out of the game. Now it's in the right corner. And it's Magdan driving from one side to the other, throws it up in the paint, a lot of contact. Got the bucket to go. She's got four. No whistle either way that time. And it's 20-3, Sacred Heart. 5:30 to play here in the first half of our girls' game. Drive the ball to the left side to Billings. Melody back out top with it now. For Zoe Baltenbarger. To the right side, back to Jaylee Darnell. The Binder skips it over the far right side. Maddox with it. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Over to Binder again. Seats starting to fill up here at Auburn. Lots of anticipation for that boys' game again this year. Inside, double team is Baltenbarger. Gets it back out to Billings. Billings dribbling now off to Jaylee Darnell. Jaylee with it. Gives the ball off. Binder. Trying to spin in, throws it across court, driving to the paint, up, blocked by Vonderschmidt, is a shot by Maddox. Olivia Eichhoff up the floor, too far up the floor, intended for Lauren Malone, out it goes. Vonderschmidt will check out. Into the game now comes Macy Keller for the Irish. Block. Down 2 minutes and 40 seconds ago here in the second quarter. This game's flying by here. It's been kind of an early start. Billings to Darnell for three off the back iron. No good. Rebound ran down by Eichhoff. Around one defender in the paint. Tried to go cross lane and shoot it to Magdans. And a defender got a hand on it and takes it away. Binder up the floor for the Bulldogs. Stops at the top of the key. Off to Darnell on the left side. Jaylee holds, gives the ball off there to Olivia Swanson back. And a three-pointer up top, good by Zoe Baltenbarger. Her first field goal, she's got four, and it's 20-6 now. Sacred Heart by 14. Eichhoff up the front, left side, spins back to the right. Here comes that little weave. She'll give it to Malone. She'll work from right to left. Pushed off out top, back in the free throw circle. Keller. Out to Eichhoff. It was tipped. She got it. Saved it. In trouble on the baseline. Back to Keller. Keller with it. Stands out there. Says, come get it. Macy is 6 foot junior. And timeout called by Luke Sound. Didn't like the way that possession was going. Minute 32 left in the half. The extra 14. We're back to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny 101.3.
Say our leading 20-5 over our make it 20-6 over our minute 32 to go here in the first half of our game tonight, the girls contest. Harrison Vonderschmidt back in for the Irish. Littrell. Wurtenberg comes back with and Malone in there for the Irish as well. Bring it into Vonderschmidt. Littrell underneath, they lost Wurtenberger. Left hand, no good. And as Wernberger trying to grab it from Billings, she commits the foul, her second. Team foul number five on the Irish, all even there. Auburn picked up five fouls in the first quarter. No fouls here so far in the second period. Olivia Eichhoff back in for the Irish now for Jessica Wurtenberger. Coach Luke Sano sits her down, chatting with her. Finder in the backcourt with a minute 20 to go in the half. Coming up the floor with the basketball now, moving it. To the left side, Binder holds it. Binder looking. Gives it off to Darnell. Darnell has the ball, and now go back to Melody Billings. Billings starts left, goes right down the lane with a scoop. It's off the backboard, no. And a rebound by Vonderschmidt. Ahead to Malone, and ahead now to Olivia Eichhoff with 40 seconds, making 48 seconds to go in the half. Eichhoff dribbles off to Littrell. 15 feet away from the bucket, off to Malone for three-point land into Littrell. Lost it, got it back, and her missed shot comes down to Baltenbarger. Baltenbarger to Binder with half a minute to go in the half. To the top, Kaylee Darnell, left side, out to Binder. Couldn't make a clean catch that time. Now grabs it back off the right side. Billings for three off the back iron, no good. Malone grabs a rebound with 16 seconds to go in the half. Pushing it up, Lord. Now off to Witt. Witt, 6 seconds down the lane with the left hand. Blocked out of bounds. It will be Sagar basketball with 4 seconds to go in the period. Magdan's in for Littrell for the Irish. Singer lining up. Malone the free throw line. Everybody else on the baseline trying to free up somebody. They lob it in to Magdan. Catches down the lane and lost the ball on the way up. It goes out of bounds, and that will end the first half. Singer leading by a score of 20-6. By its second quarter for the Irish, it's 8 points after a dozen in the first quarter, 20-6, our score at halftime. Lead to Ball City, Sacred Heart over Auburn. Take a 2 minute timeout, be back and give you the first half scoring here on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime of our girls game at Auburn tonight. Seeing our girls the lead over the Bulldog girls 20-6. Slow start offensively for Auburn tonight. 4 points for Zoe Baltensberger, including 1 for 4 at the free throw line, and 2 points for Addie Maddox for their total of 6 in the first half. for the Irish in the first half. They got off to a 12-0 start for Auburn by the score of the minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Harrison Vonderschmidt has 8, and then it's 4 each for Jessica Wurtenberger, Olivia Eichhoff, and Rachel Magdance for the Irish. 2 fouls on Jessica Wurtenberger for the Irish, 2 on Sydney Binder for the Bulldogs in the first half. Nobody for either team with more than 1 foul other than those 2. 20-6, the Irish girls leading Auburn here at halftime tonight in Auburn. Boys game will come up at the conclusion of the girls game tonight. Auburn and Fall City, a couple of ranked teams going at it. Right now we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check in with the weather, find out about that chilly forecast for the next couple of days, and then hear for more of our sponsors. Remember, we can't do without them. Say thanks when you get a chance to help folks to bring in high school basketball on Sunny 101.3. We're back in just a few minutes on Sunny.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, alfea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy and blustery tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-teens with winds out of the north at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mainly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 20s and northerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, occasionally gusting up to 30. It's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits for much of the day. Partly cloudy Wednesday night with a low temperature of 2 degrees. Thursday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. Friday, sunny, highs in the low 30s. Saturday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. On Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures recovering into the mid-40s. And Monday looks mainly sunny as well with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the mid-40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime, our girls' game. Fall City City Heart leading the Auburn Bulldog girls 20-6 at halftime. City Heart jumped out to a 12-0 lead, led 12-2 at the quarter break, and then outscored Auburn 8-4 in the second quarter here tonight. Irish play again Friday night at home when they host the Pawnee City Indian girls and boys. Next week on Thursday, Sacred Heart will be at home again against Johnson Brock. And they're having a soup supper over at the Rural Activity Center that night, so you may want to go to the game hungry and check that out as well. Always good to go to those game hungry. There's a soup supper. So we continue on here as Auburn breaks the huddle. They're ready to go. Waiting on the Irish to come out here. There we go. It's going to be Irish basketball to start this third period. Inbound will be Wurtenberger at midcourt. And she'll get the ball into Lauren Malone. Bring the ball to the front court. Over to Magdans. Rachel inside Vonderschmidt, quick with the left hand, turn around, up and good. That little turnaround hook shot, that's just deadly. She is very accurate at that. The Irish are up now 22-6. And Binder lost the handle on it, got it back in the left corner for the Bulldogs now. Out to the top, the Zoe ball to the Burger. Give the ball off and down the lane, save in, and now over on the corner, trapped is Olivia Swanson. And what is the referee saying? Timeout. Coach Cole saved the possession. Take a 30-second break, and we're back in Auburn after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Shaking Heart with a 22-6 advantage here in the third quarter. Auburn took the timeout to save the possession. The ball comes in now to Sydney Binder. Off to Melanie Billings. Billings with the ball. Bounce it cross court. Now over to Binder on the left side. Guarded there by Eichhoff. To the right side again. Now takes the ball out to Darnell. Top of the key and off to Billings. Melanie looking to the top for Bellensbarger. The Binder. They play catch between the circles now. Over the near side with it, Olivia Swanson to Billings. Her pass attempt inside, stolen away by Magdans. Magdans, a long pass up the floor. Wurtenberger over to Malone. Now it goes to Magdans again. Now to Lauren Malone. Holds it, looking. Come to the right side with the basketball. back out top, Harry Vonderschmidt. Harrison, she's not attempted in her career a three-point shot for the Irish. Has noticed that number earlier today. Inside to Vonderschmidt, posted up left side off the backboard, a little jump hook again. Twice this half already. It's 24-6. Sagan Hart. Now to the front court come the Bulldogs. Jaylee Darnell with it off the left side to Billings. Melody working back to the top. Into the hands of Walter DeBarger to Billings. Billings moving right. Hands the ball across the floor to Swanson and out to Darnell. Left side Byers. The Irish play a man-to-man defense here out on the far side and a three-pointer up and down in the far right corner. Melanie Billings fills up the net and it's 24-9. Sacred Heart to the front. Wurtenberger with the basketball moving to the left. Picks up her dribble, needs help, gets it inside to the post. Vonderschmidt back out to Eichhoff. Olivia Ward from the right, from the left to the right. Now to Magdan, double teamed. And Auburn thought they had a jump ball. Instead, it's a foul. And it's going to put Rachel Magdan at the free throw line. Swanson, Olivia, ball for the foul. Her first. Oh, I gave her a free throw. It's not a foul. That's not good yet. That'll mess up your score sheet. Free throw is up and good for Rachel Magdans on the year at the line. On the free throw line this year, let's see where she at here. Up and good again. Got them both. 71% at the line this year for Rachel Magdans. 26-9. Down to the left side of the basketball now. Jaylee Darnell out top. Billings knocked away by Malone. Picks it up on the run the other way. Ahead of the pack. Two defenders go by. Layup in and out. Wouldn't go. Rebound on the deck. Scrambling for it. It's going to be Wurtenberger and Binder. And the all in the possession. It'll go to Auburn. Close. Had it in the rim, but it came back out. Lauren Malone, 4:48 to go in period number three. Darnell out top, takes it left side to Olivia Swanson, a 5'7 junior. Billings in the right wing, dribbles up, guarded by Wurtenberger. Down on the left side, again, Swanson moves into the paint. Little runner up, no good, and the rebound grabbed up by Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff will bring it up the floor with the left hand. Moving to the left side. Still out between the circles. Now wants to go right. And it gives it to Vonderschmidt. And a kind of a jumper push shot from about 2 feet behind the free throw line. Swish. She's got 14. It's 28-9. Halfway through quarter number three here tonight. On the left side now with the basketball. Billings around the perimeter. Binder for a long three off the rim. No good. The rebound picked up by Magdans. Magdans coming up the floor between the, through the midcourt circle. Free throw line to Vonderschmidt. Off to Wurtenberger. And got caught between wanting to make a pass and shoot and got called for a traveling violation. Wurtenberger and Malone out. Witt and Littrell back in there for the Irish now with 3:40 to go in quarter number three. 28-9, Sagan Hart with the lead here. To the front court. Binder off to Billings. To the top, Darnell. Darted now, throws it over. Binder for three on the front rim. No good. And we've got a held ball on the rebound. That will go to the Irish. Vonderschmidt tied up there with Olivia Swanson. So the Irish get on the alternating possession. Sitting down will be Vonderschmidt. Into the game comes Macy Teller for Sacred Heart. Eichhoff will bring it up, guarded by Binder. Olivia hands off now to Witt. Witt to Magdans on the far left side. Rachel backs up, fires a triple off the front edge, no good. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff, her fifth of the game. Back it in, spins in the lane, scoops it, no. Rebound, two. Held ball will go to the Bulldogs. Eichhoff and Magdans, and also, I believe, for Auburn. In there scrapping for that basketball, once again, was Olivia Swanson. Auburn has Addie Maddox back in the ballgame now for the Bulldogs. To the front we go with it in the hands of Kirkpatrick. Hands it off short on the shot from long range. No good there by Baltensberger. It's out of bounds to the Irish on the baseline. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Up the floor with the ball. Icon. Olivia pulls up, 18-footer, swish on the left side, just inside the three-point line. She's got six in the ball game. She has really elevated her game this year. Doing a lot of different things with confidence. Takes the ball, finder into the paint, throws it up high off the glass, no, and a foul, probably on Eichhoff. It is Olivia's second foul. First foul of the half on the Irish. And it puts Sydney Binder to the free throw line. Sydney not scored here in the ball game. Free throw up, free throw good. She'll hit that one to make it 30-10. Sacred Heart with a lead. Second one coming up here for the 5'4 sophomore. She'll set. Fires it up. Good again. Got them both. 30-11. Sacred Heart with the lead. Alone in the backcourt, Binder bumps into her. Pass to Wartenberger on the right side elbow. Works back past Keller, uses her for a screen, keeps the dribble. Keeps on going. We're getting close to a 5-second call. She'll hand it off now to Witt. Delaney coming from the left to the right, back to Keller. Beyond the arc, over to Wartenberger, left side. Wartenberger will load up and fire a three. On the cylinder, no good. Scramble for the rebound, out of bounds. It is knocked out by Emma Littrell. Knocked loose from Addy Maddox. Auburn Bulldog ball with a minute and 35 left here in the third period. Over on the right side, Ellie Billings with a basketball. To the top, give the ball up there for Maddox. Left side to Binder, thought about it, didn't. She'll drive in the paint, and probably a hand-checking foul on Lauren Malone, it looks like. And Malone foul her first of the ball game. Second foul of the half on the Irish now. Minute 20 to go. Literal out. Bonner Schmidt back in for the Irish. So the ball will be in that. Oh, somebody broke loose. No good on the shot for Baltensberger. And the rebound coming out. Malone gets it ahead to Wartenberger. The layup is good. That's six for Wartenberger. And it's 32-11. Sacred Heart over on the side now. A three ball up. Left hand off the mark. No good. Rebound to Arison Vonderschmidt. That will tie the school record for career rebounds, 725. Out top of the basketball now, Wartenberger with it with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Witt dribbling, guarded by Binder. Now over left side, Vonderschmidt down the lane she goes, bumped. And we're going to call that before the shot or a shooting foul. Let's see. I'm going to say it is before the shot. Foul will go on Zoe Baltensberger, her second, team foul number two of the half on Auburn. Wartenberger will inbound from the baseline. Jessica looks, lobs in. Vonderschmidt catches, bounces it back down to Wartenberger, standing there on 1 foot. Pirouettes gets it away to Malone, back to Wartenberger, 18-foot right side jumper, up and good. She's got eight, 34-11. Here we come the other way, 12 seconds on the clock. Bulldog ball against the man-to-man defense. Drilling, taking it to the hole, up. Block, no, a push foul on Vonderschmidt as the drive to the hole by Addy Maddox will put her at the line to shoot a pair here with 4.2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Maddox, first trip to the line tonight. Getting ready. First one up and good. 5-6 sophomore has 3 points now. 34-12. Second one coming. Ready. On the way up. Off the rim. No good. And there's the new school record for Harrison Bonnershow. They're 6th rebound. Up the floor quickly. Three and down the lane. Left-hander no good for Magan. Working for the rebound. Too late on the shot. And that will take us to the fourth quarter. Shayar 34. Auburn 12. And we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
34-12, State Harbor the lead over Auburn, our girls' game here tonight at Auburn High School. Halftime at Pawnee City on Parents' Night, the girls' game. Humboldt Table Rock Senior 24, Pawnee City 11. Randy Kula has that action for you over on KTNC tonight. State Harbor basketball to start period number four. It's Wurtenberger with the ball out top, lobs it inside of the block. The mag dance down the lane, a little give and go, back to Wurtenberger, up and good, and a foul. The assist to mag dance, the bucket is good for Wurtenberger. She's in double figures, now with 10 for Sacred Heart. That makes it 36-12. Foul on Sydney Binder is number three. Team foul number three of the half, we're even there. Wurtenberger's free throw is up, and it goes in. So Jessica Wurtenberger now with 11 points on tonight. Out top with it. Bulldogs, the Binder, left side, works the baseline. Ooh, cut off there by Vonderschmidt. Back out to the top. Now Binder back in the left corner again. She likes to work with her into the paint. Throws it across. Right side, three ball up. Too strong for Swanson. Bulldog rebound, a miss, and a takeaway by the Irish, a block on the inside. I believe it was Wurtenberger now into Bonnerschmidt underneath. Layup, no. Rebound kept alive, and now thrown into Binder as they're falling out of bounds. And it will be Sydney Binder up the floor quickly the other way. Three ball set, fire, and down. That is a three-pointer for Jameson Kirkpatrick. 37-15, our score. Magdan, defender fell away. Runner on the right side, up, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Wurtenberger ties up with a Bulldog player underneath her. It's going to be Darnell, I believe, or Swanson. They were all tangled up. I couldn't see who all was in on that. 37-15, Sagan Hart. Here we come back to the Bulldog in here as they go right to left toward the east end here in the second half tonight. Take the ball over to Kirkpatrick. Back in the middle in the hands of Maddox. Addy comes off to Binder. Binder looks, move the ball around the perimeter to the right side in the corner now for Swanson. Swanson will hold it. Give the ball off left side and now back to Binder. Loads up, fires a triple on the front edge. No good. Malone had the rebound, and it's knocked out of bounds away from her by Olivia Swanson. Here comes Eichhoff back into the ball game for the Irish. Checking out will be Delaney Witt. Auburn will bring Melanie Billings back in the ball game. Also coming in for the Bulldogs, again, Zoe Baltimore. 6:13 to go in this fourth quarter. The Irish have led all the way, jumping to a 12-0 lead early in the first quarter. To the front, Malone hands the ball off to Eichhoff on the weave, over to Magdans. Fake the three, now drives to the free throw lane. Over it goes back to Wurtenberger from 18 up. No good. Rebound scramble. Picked up by the Bulldogs by Darnell and falling into the back of her legs with a Sacred Heart player. Let's see who they got there. That's going to be on Olivia Eichhoff, her third foul. Team foul number 4.5 on Sacred Heart. So here comes Sydney Binder to the front, off the left side to Melanie Billings now. Melody out top again to Baltonsberger around the perimeter. Binder to the top. Darnell looks off the left side now. Back to the top. They'll swing the ball to Baltonsberger again. Darnell, top of the key between the circles off the left side. It goes to Kirkpatrick. Good, strong defense here by the Irish, not letting it penetrate inside the three-point line. Binder with it. They'll replay her to the right side. She likes to go to the right. And Wurtenberger jumps out on a pass attempt to the corner. Knocks away from Kirkpatrick out of bounds. 37-15, Sacred Heart with the lead. Into Binder with 5:10 to go in this girls' game. Darnell, whoa, lobs it underneath. Trying to get out of there to Baltonsberger. And nobody home. She couldn't get to it. Out of bounds it goes. Sacred Heart basketball. Lauren Malone walking it up the floor here. Hands it off to Eichhoff on the left sideline. And now Olivia airmails one to the big pad behind the basket, trying to get it to Vonner Schmidt. She's listed at 6 foot. She jumps pretty well, but she wasn't going to get to that one. 37-15. Down to the Bulldogs. Through the circle, a bit forward off to Melody Billings. Now to Darnell. Swing it to Binder in the left corner. Dribbles up to the elbow. Back to Binder. Right side. Billings with it. Lobs inside. Baltonsberger made the grab. Drew a crowd. Working around Billings for three on the rim. No. And the rebound followed by Darnell. Up and good. Haley with her first shoot of the night makes it 37-17. Quickly to the front, Wurtenberger will hold it. Now dribble to the free throw circle, off to Magdans. Rachel moving around, fires a skip pass over to Eichhoff, fakes right, goes left, cut off in the middle. Bonner Schmidt down the lane, in between three defenders. I'm not sure how she got that elevated, but she did, and it went in. 39-16, she's got 16 points in tonight's ball game. She said climbing up that Sacred Heart career scoring chart. She's already number 2. Billings in the front court for the Auburn Bulldog girls. With it, moves it around. Now gets it back, comes back over the right side, hands the ball off there for Kirkpatrick. She'll fire a triple on the rim, no. And another rebound for Arison Vonderschmidt. I've got her for 7 in the ball game. Ahead to Magdans, goes in, and she's going to be fouled. No. Darnell just knocked it out of bounds. Good play by Jaylee Darnell. With 16 tonight, Arison Vonderschmidt now has 1,360 career points, 48 away from the school record for the girls held by Caitlin Wheeler. At the other end now, Wurtenberger into Vonderschmidt, left side baseline. Fires it across to Lauren Malone, right side to Eichhoff. Olivia isolated on the right side, posting up Bonschmidt. They couldn't get her the ball. They get a Wurtenberger. She'll dump it across the lane, up and in. 18 for Arison Vonderschmidt. 41-17 now is the score. Sacred Heart with the lead. Here comes the Auburn Pep Band working their way. Oh, good. We have a drum set, snare set right beside us. Great. Can't wait for the pregame show. Might be a little noisy up here. Billings on the right side. Her team down 41-17. Into the lane. Up. No, but a blocking foul on Sacred Heart. Let's see. Foul on Lauren Malone. Yes. Her second of the game. Team foul number 5 on the Irish. And to the free throw line, the Auburn Bulldog getting ready. It's up and in and out. No good. Holy cow. Auburn a little snake to this free throw line. Now, they put a number of free throws in the hole, and they've come out. Bonnerich sits down with 2:31 to go in the game. Out goes Eichhoff as well, and Malone. Magdan's also out for the Irish. Macy Keller is in there for Sacred Heart, along with Gentry Lechtenberg. Free throw good for Melody Billings. 41-18, our score now. Delaney Witt bringing it up the floor. Wurtenberger's in. Littrell is in there. Give the ball to Wurtenberger on the right bank of the left sideline. Excuse me, right in front of her own bench. She'll weave it across now to Lechtenberg from the right to the left. The Witt. Witt back and in. Down the lane. Throws up right hand. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds. Oh, Sacred Heart basketball. Let's see. Referees conferring. Yep, Bulls are Irish basketball. 2:10 to go. Coach Grant Cole bringing back into the ball game here. Olivia Swanson. Billings will sit down. Auburn playing shorthand without Leah Grant, Harmony Frank. Inside to Keller. Bounce pass back to Wurtenberger over the front edge. Up and good. 13 now for Wurtenberger and a 43-18 lead for the Irish. To the front. Binder with it. Gives the ball up for Swanson. Back to Binder. Left side now for Kirkpatrick. Through the heart of the defense, over the right side, three ball, up and down for Olivia Swanson. Her first three of the night, 43-21, Cigar. Minute 35 left, Witt drives up, pulls back to Wurtenberger. Jab step, now dribbles, pulls up, one shoot, didn't. Lechtenberg with it, and Coach Luke Santa wants a timeout, he just wants to change some players here. He'll break into the game. Sadie Tizzle. Auburn will break into the ball game. Uh-oh. A number I don't have. Also seeing her bring in Oliva Frederick. And also in for the Irish is Allie Falk. Addie Maddox is in for Auburn. Patrick stays in there. Swanson's in. 30. Mackenzie Stanley, a 5'8 sophomore. I thought I saw 20. Okay, it's 30. Stanley in there now. Give it to Keller. The free throw lane. Now, Lechtenberg. Minute 10 to go. Girls only played two quarters of JV ball tonight. So here comes Sadie Tizzle around the perimeter. Hands the ball away to Falk. Now he falls, moving the ball back to the left side, hands to Lechtenberg again. Lechtenberg reverses, back down, all the way to the hole, up to the paint, no good. Rebound grabbed by Keller. Macy out, it goes. Tizzle fires, no. Rebound brought down. Somebody lost a shoe, heading up the floor. Keller blocks the shot underneath the basket, it's out of bounds. Shot was put up there by Auburn's Addie Maddox. All right, who lost a shoe? Ah, there she is. For Sacred Heart, Ellie Falk ran right out of her shoe. All right, flat tire is fixed with 34 seconds to go. 39 seconds to go, excuse me. Bring the ball into Swanson over on the right side. Now to McKenna Turner, who's in there. 5'5 sophomore, and the Bulldogs turn it over. Lechtenberg had it knocked away. Rolls out of bounds to the Irish bench. Gentry Lechtenberg will trigger it in now with 30 seconds left. The Irish up and win their 13th game of the season here. Hook it into Keller, double team. Brought the ball down and decided she had to dribble it. Defense came in, grabbed it, held ball, will go to the Irish. You're 6 foot tall, you hold that ball up above your head and shoot it. Lob the ball out top to Lechtenberg. With the dribble, moving left to right, down the lane, goes in, shot blocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs with 20 seconds left in the ball game. No, they're going to call that a foul now? Okay, excuse me. Maddox, Addie with her second foul of the game, team foul number four of the half. Lechtenberg, free throw up and good. She'll have another one coming here. That makes it 44-21. Second one up and off the mark. No good. Rebound, Auburn, grabbed up by Ella Mateen. Here we come to the front court. Bulldog ball on the left side. Seconds left. Three ball off the rim. No good by Swanson. Rebound, Auburn. Drive down the lane. Up and a foul called with the 1 second to go. And it's going to be a shooting foul. Irish foul. We'll put the Bulldogs to the line. That's going to be Addie Maddox down there to shoot two more. Foul goes on Layla Frederick, her first. He fouled number six of the half. The free throw is no good for Maddox. She'll get one more. Second one coming here. On the way up and in and out. And the ball fights its way out of bounds with 1/10 of a second left. Bulldog ball. Your final is going to be 44-21. Sacred Heart with the win. As we said, it'll be their 13th win of the year. Bring it in out top. Bulldogs could not get a shot off. No, not enough time left for that. 44-21, your final score. We're back to wrap it up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Final score of girls game tonight is Sacred Heart winning 44-21. Harris Bonnerschmidt led the way for the Irish with 18 points in the ball game to go along with 7 rebounds. 7 was enough for her to break the Sacred Heart girls record for career rebounds. She now has 727 for passing Julie Freshel. 13 for Jessica Wurtenberger tonight, 6 for Rachel Magdan, Olivia Eichhoff, 1 for Gentry Lechtenberg. The Irish went 8 of 9 at the free throw line. For Auburn tonight, they are led by Azul Baldenbarger and Melody Billings with 4 each. 3 each for Jasmine Jameson Kirkpatrick, Olivia Swanson, and Addie Maddox. 2 in the ballgame for Sydney Binder and Jaylee Darnell for their total of 21. The Irish win at 44-21. The boys are out warming up. We'll go get the starting lineups. We'll be back here with second half action coming up in about 10 or 12 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
From the moment I wake up.
was born. The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.